Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, sir. Since you answered no to that question, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. Next question. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
42.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody in the nation, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I'd probably lean Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you. Next question. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I don't know. I don't really follow politics.
Okay, so we're going to go with not so strong. But it's okay. It doesn't mean, yeah, sure. It's not like if you lose any value or anything, it doesn't mean that. Thinking ahead, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the way the country is headed?
I don't know. Increasingly dissatisfied, I suppose.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you, where a 10 means that it's very important. First issue here, creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, next, tackling climate change.
0.
Thank you. What about funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
Four.
A 4? Okay, thank you. Next, securing the southern border.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next, reducing crime.
Three.
Okay, 3. And next issue here, we have creating more jobs and raising wages.
6.
A 6. Okay, thank you. Next, we have protecting abortion rights.
0.
Okay, and the last one on here, lowering taxes.
9.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person or identity, and a 0 means that you don't care for that much. Or you can use any number between. You can use 50, 75, or 25. First person here we have is, it's McDonald's, the place, the restaurant. What do you think about them from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Next, we have Lori Chavez, Dreamer.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Okay, thank you. What about Janelle Bynum?
Never heard of her.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
I don't know. I don't really follow it, so I don't know.
Okay. It's okay, sir. What about teen? You we have that option too. That you never heard of. You don't have an opinion. Next person, Tina Koltek.
Oh. Now you're getting local. I'd have to give her a zero.
Okay. next one, we have Donald Trump.
I'd give him probably like a 90.
Okay, 90. Next, we have Democrats in Congress, and you probably say, is it the same as Republicans in Congress? You don't really follow them, right?
No, not much.
Okay. Next, we have Joe Biden.
Give him a zero.
Okay, and next person we have Kamala Harris.
Same.
Okay, zero. And the last person here, J.D. Vance.
I just heard of him the other day. I don't know anything about him. I'd have to say I have no opinion on him.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the elections for president were held today? Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd vote for Trump.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Is that for an order?
Congressperson? Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay,
don't,
that's fine. You're still undecided, okay? It's okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Are the chances you might support, there's a small chance, a very slight chance, or there's no chance at all that you would support her?
I don't know. I really, I don't know who she is. I haven't ever heard of her.
Okay, all right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't know. I just have trouble believing that he's doing the job.
Okay. Right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know. I don't have any information about her.
Okay. Now, that's why we're here, sir, because we're going to give you some information. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez, the Remer, and Janelle Bynum. As the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Remer, led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up for work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, on the other hand, serving in the state House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. drugs, and Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know. I'd have to look at some other issues,
okay,
you know, and kind of see. I'm kind of a two-issue voter mostly, kind of pro-life and 2A. Those are kind of my non-negotiables, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you to support her, and a 0 means that there's no way you will support that statement, and a 5 means that you're indifferent. The first statement says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles as we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everybody has a fair chance to get ahead. Do you think that statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. And we have another one here. You know, Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110, or 110, and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fix it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. What about that one?
Not so convincing, probably.
Okay, thank you. And we have another one here. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't bring either party, and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to fix practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. What about that one? Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Probably
not convincing at all. Okay,
probably
thank you.
Not.
And the last one on here, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights. She has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. What about that one?
Not convincing. I believe, life begins at conception, so I can't support anything about abortion.
Okay, sir, we're almost done here. One last time. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Well, you kind of indicated that she's pro-choice, and I wouldn't support anybody that's pro-choice.
So you will go for Lori?
Well, I wouldn't vote for anyone that supports abortion. So
okay.
I'm not sure what... what the opposition's position is.
We don't know that. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, okay. So let's do this. Okay, that. Okay. So since we have doubts, I'm going to read you some statements from Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me if it troubles you or not. The first statement says, and there's just two statements here. Okay, too many of us are working harder and harder, and yet are still struggling to get ahead, while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan politics games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Remer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. What do you think about that? Do you think the question is, does it trouble you just some, quite a bit, a great deal, or not at all?
I'd need more context, because so many times they attach all these things, all these weird bills, and try to do all this other weird stuff, and there's just way too much more to the story that I would have to investigate to have an opinion on that. I just don't know, you know.
Okay.
All kinds of behind the scenes stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We just have just one small statement here. Lori Chavez, the Remer, opposes a woman's right to abortion. Oh, there you go. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. So that doesn't trouble you a bit, right? Because that's who you're looking for, right?
Well, I don't believe in the national ban because I think the Supreme Court was correct and. You know, referring it back to the states, I think that's a privilege that the Constitution doesn't give the federal government, and it's a states issue.
Okay.
So, all right. I don't support a federal ban.
Okay.
All
right.
Should all ban it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, we are almost done. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. What is the last grade of year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, okay. And are you married, or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living with your household?
Yes.
Okay. And are you, or is any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so very much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it. Okay. Have yourself a nice weekend.
No problem. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.